Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge contains 32 sites contaminated with industrial chemicals, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is working with other government agencies to develop a plan to clean up these areas. Leanne Moore with Fish and Wildlife says these areas contain chemicals like lead, cadmium, and arsenic, chemicals which are the byproducts of industries from the 1940s.
In 1987, the Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge was placed on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's national priority list of Superfund sites due to environmental contamination resulting from industrial activities. And these activities occur on the refuge, the portion of the refuge that was originally constructed in 1942 to support the World War II military operations known as the Illinois Ordnance Plant. And the plant, along with some additional 21,500 acres, were transferred to the Fish and Wildlife Service in 1947 to establish the Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. Since that time, the plant facilities have been leased to industrial tenants, some whom continue to store and manufacture explosives and other materials.
Despite these chemicals, Moore says as long as users of the refuge obey the signs, they'll be fine.
The locations of the contamination are within the restricted areas and near former and current industrial areas. The refuge has signs posted at several locations warning of the contamination or physical hazards. In addition, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has restricted certain activities, including digging at some sites, until a decision is made on the cleanup method and cleanup is completed. Soil and groundwater contamination has not moved off the refuge to neighboring properties based on the results of our investigation. There's no drinking water wells in use on the refuge. So some of these are several of the measures we have taken to make sure this, the public is protected.
And planning is currently underway to determine the most effective means to get rid of these contaminants.
Well, currently the Fish and Wildlife Service is preparing what we call a feasibility study, which will be reviewed by the other agencies, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Illinois EPA, and the Army Corps of Engineers, to identify the sites that need to be cleaned up and the level of contamination, and will propose cleanup methods. And we expect to complete the study in early 2019. Some of the cleanup methods being identified include removal and disposal off-site, treatment in place to address contamination, containment, or possibly land use controls. So safety measures for workers will include like wearing protective equipment during cleanup, air monitoring for certain chemicals, and making sure the equipment's clean so it's not tracked off the site.
And the public can get more information about the cleanup project at an open house on the refuge scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, October 23rd, starting at 3:30.
We're very excited. We're hoping that people will show up at the open house. We want to educate and inform the community on the progress of environmental investigation for the additional uncharacterized sites operable unit. We want them to learn what we're doing to keep them safe and our plans to restore the refuge to its natural habitat. During this meeting, we hope to share the results of that environmental investigation.
The final cleanup plan should be ready in just over 2 years.
The feasibility study will be completed around, it's going to be in 2019, maybe early 2020. And in 2020, we hope to have a proposed plan that recommends cleanup methods for the contaminated areas, and then we'll be asking the public for their comments and their input to help us make a decision.
That's Leanne Moore. She's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, talking about the process for preparing to clean up the contaminated sites on Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. And again, the service is providing an open house at the Crab Orchard Visitor Information Center on Route 148 south of Marion on October 23rd, starting at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm Kevin Boucher.